You are listening to The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk with innovators and policymakers on how to better feed the world. I'm your host, Max Johnston. In the Gambia in West Africa, there's a nonprofit that is teaching young people the agricultural and entrepreneurial skills to be successful farmers. Reporter Gloria Nzeka caught up with Ibrahim Njaye from Startup Incubator Gambia to talk about their work.
Today I'm speaking to Ibrahim Njaye. Ibrahim Njaye is a data analyst for Startup Incubator, which is a non-profit organization in the Gambia. Startup Incubator provides farmers with entrepreneurial skills so that they can succeed in their work. Ibrahim, welcome to The Food Fix.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
Thank you for speaking to The Food Fix today. What are your priorities as an organization?
I would say our main priority as the Startup Incubator of the Gambia is to solve the problem of youth unemployment by giving the youths, such as the farmers, the set of entrepreneurial skills and the knowledge that they need to succeed in their agricultural ventures. So as far as agriculture is concerned, you know, our main aim is to make sure that farmers understand not only what happens below the ground or how to merely grow a crop, but how to sell, who to sell to, what to sell, when to sell for their own profitability. For we have realized that this is one of the key things that are missing as far as farmers, you know, in the Gambia are concerned.
How do you go about recruiting farmers and getting them involved in your program?
We go to different regions of the country. We have 5 regions in the Gambia, and we go to each of these regions every year for recruitment. We have an application process too, which is available online. So through that, we get to reach out to some farmers. However, we have realized that, you know, since we have a significant amount of farmers, people that are involved in agriculture, but do not have the access to reach out to us online. Some are not familiar with the process, so that happens to be a barrier for them. So added to that, we go to each of these regions. We spend a week in each of those regions trying to interview farmers one-on-one, trying to talk to them, trying to understand their problems, their aims, and what they hope to achieve. And through that process also, we recruit some that we are going to bring in to our incubator program.
What are the criteria when you select farmers to join the program? What do you look at when you go to a farm and interview somebody?
Very key to us and what we do is vision and passion. So we look at youth, young people that are passionate about what they are doing, that have the right aims and the right objectives as far as agriculture is concerned. So again, we look at a couple of other factors, such as gender, for example. We want to encourage more women to involve in entrepreneurial ventures. So we really give huge consideration, you know, to women that want to venture into our program. Thirdly, we look at viability. What does someone want to achieve? Can we help you achieve that? So there are things that we can give. There are things that we can't. If someone, for example, is coming in and we realize that this is a person who's ready, who has the right set of skills, however, needs, let's say, huge funding just to grow the way they want to grow, then that might not be the person that we want in the incubator. But we help people that really need our services. Let's say we look at a business. We allow farmers to fill in their business plans. If they do not understand like the English language, we do guide them. We have people, we send our team to these regions that guides them, you know, through this process. So we get to understand what they really want. And through that, we can tell where a certain youth or a certain entrepreneur, a certain farmer is hoping to reach. So can we actually help you reach point B whilst you're point A? Can we move you from that point A to point B? When we can, and you have the right idea, you have the right passion, then you are the guy for us.
Wow, it sounds like quite a process. So what are the skills that you give to farmers? Okay, once you've been through the recruitment process, now you've got your team. Practically, what are the skills that you offer them?
So the skills that we offer them are mostly business skills. So that's one. And two, interpersonal skills. Three, communication skills. Negotiation skills. So these are all things that we think are pertinent to the success of the farmer. Actually, are very important to the success of the farmer. Because what we see is people who know what they are doing, they know the art behind farming. They can make the crops grow the way they want them. However, they do not know how to sell. That's one. Secondly, they do not know who to sell to. They do not know how to organize what they are about to sell in such a way that, you know, they can reap profits and be able to track their growth, because that is important to the success. We don't want to simply develop farmers who, you know, grow crops and then they, you know, grow, sell, and then go through the entire process again. We want people who can grow, sell, have the ability to expand, have the ability to venture into other areas. Those are the set of farmers that we are breeding. So now that's why we give them those set of business skills, the entrepreneurial skills, you know, like, let's say, for example, bookkeeping, you know, let's say business plan, business model development, you know, how to bid for contracts. Because a lot of government contracts come in. Farmers, let's say, for example, there is an organization, let's say the OAU, Organization of African Union, that wants to come to the, do their summit, for example, in the country. You know, they need to need food to feed. They need a reliable source of food. We do not have to necessarily get this from imported products. No, if farmers in the country know how to go about these processes, they know how to move their agenda, they know how to sell to these people, they have the right records, because it's significant to be able to keep those records and be able to track your process or your success or growth. So that's what we do. We provide them with those soft skills. Also, we teach them, one thing I would really like to highlight is working in teams, or how to attract good people. Because what we realize is that a lot of these farmers are basically alone in their journeys. So they stand alone, they work alone, they reap their benefits alone, you know, and this doesn't encourage growth, faster growth, doesn't encourage involvement of other people. And what we want is employment for people. So we teach them to be able to bring in the right people, to be able to grow and be able to employ even more people, you know, more youths. And what does this do? This encourages more youths, more talents, you know, to engage.
You spoke a little bit about tracking growth, mm-hmm. tracking progress. How do you feel about the work so far? Have you achieved the goals that you had at the beginning of your project?
Well, yes, I feel very, first of all, I'm very happy, you know, about what we have done so far. But we are still hungry, and we are hungry for more. We want to do more. We think we can achieve more. We have helped lots and lots of people. We have graduated over 60 entrepreneurs so far, you know, in the incubator, you know, and these entrepreneurs go on to employ other people. So that's very impressive. You know, we are happy about that, and the entire team is. However, we can reach out to even more people, and we don't just hope to limit our model to the Gambia, but we want to go to other countries. We want to go to Senegal. We want to go to the entire continent, because we believe this is something that, you know, the entire continent needs. So in as much as we have done good, and we are happy about how we are going, we are still learning and we are still developing our models. We want our models to be as efficient as possible. So we are still improving, we are still learning, we are still, as a data analyst, I get to collect a lot of information. Clients that are coming in through the applications that they are sending in, I get to track, you know, their mindset. Where are they heading? Where do they want to head? What are their involvements? What are their sets of skills? What trainings do they have now, or what trainings are they having during the course of their farming journeys? You see? So through that way, you know, we get to gauge the stance of our farmers in the country. You know, and that information is so significant, you know, in determining where we could possibly head to in the future, and what are the next big things that we can do in the country.
In terms of training period, how long does the training period take for farmers? You said you have 60 already who have graduated from your program. So how long is that program?
It takes 6 months. It takes a period of 6 months, 3 weeks of which are, because when we bring in, say, a cohort of 20 entrepreneurs, we first of all want these entrepreneurs to bond. So we have the first 3 weeks as an intensive lecture and teamwork-based learning process, you know, where we bring them together, they work together, they learn together, they get to engage together. So that by the end of the 3 weeks, they have already formed a network amongst themselves. So what do we see from this? Some of them end up going and forming businesses together. Some of them realize that really we can merge our ideas together and come up with really greater things that, you know, than what we came in here with. So it takes 6 months, and the first 3 weeks, you know, which is an intensive teamwork based learning, and then the rest we incorporate, you know, we teach them as they go. We get to visit their farms or their sites, track the process even as they are in the program. You know, we want to see how well they are doing every step of the way. And that is important in, you know, determining, in evaluating ourselves. How much impact are we having on them? You know, and how much change have they achieved after that? I will tell you a typical example of one of our clients, Mr. Sanyang. When he was coming in, he started with 500 chickens. He's a poultry farmer. And by the time he graduated, gained the necessary skills, the right networks, know how to do business, now he has over 15,000, which is one of the biggest in the country. So, you know, because of such stories, you know, we are very happy. So we get to see in real life that now he has employed a lot of youths. 20 youths, you know, are under his business, and he's paying them salaries, and we are very happy.
Wow, that's really a good job that you're doing. Obviously, working with this organization, you realize that it's not just about the product and the crops, but one needs to be very business savvy. So how important is business in agriculture?
Business, as far as my experience with what we do so far is concerned, is that it gives agriculture the structure that it needs, and it gives it direction. I would say direction is the key thing here. Because if you want to make decisions, they have to be either data-driven, you know, they have to be something that is observable. And that is where the business comes in. Because let's say I'm a farmer. I'm producing a lot of crops, you know, maybe diverse amounts of crops. I can't merely base my decisions on intuition, which could work sometimes. You know, we have heard a lot of things about intuition, but it cannot. Because one, let's look at even some of the main problems that we have on the ground, on the continent, not only the Gambia, but the continent of Africa. One is, how do you attract investors? Two is, how do we get youths to engage more in agriculture? So let's look at these two. As far as investors are concerned, they need a track record. They need something to look at and then be able to tell whether I'm going to put in or invest in this or not. That is a place where the business comes in. That's a typical situation where the business comes in. Because in as much as one could be great in poultry farming or in groundnuts or pawpaw, you know, in these crops, if at all, you do not have those set of business skills that you're able to use to negotiate contracts, that you're able to use to attract investors, show them the records, show them this is my book, this is how much sales I've made, you know, these are my projections. You know, be able to show them that you have a firm knowledge of what you're doing. Because it's just like we say, the business plan is a living document. And through the business plan, you know, one can tell where you're heading to, one can tell the culture of your business or the culture of your agricultural venture. And some investors invest in the culture, some invest in team, some invest in a vision, some invest in projections. So having this just equips the farmers more and makes the game much more genuine, than mere farming and not taking the business aspect of it serious. Because I would say, actually, I could comfortably say that, you know, farming without the business component is not just risky, but limits one to subsistence farming. Because if you want to commercialize, if you want your products to go, you need records to show. You need to show credibility. But how do you show credibility? You show credibility by having tangible records of what you do in your farm. And that's where the business comes in.
Ibrahima, thank you very much. It was great having you on the Food Fix today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I am very happy to, you know, to be here, you know, share what we do as an organization. And I hope that, you know, you continue to just do this. I mean, it's great having people getting to share, you know, what they do, their ideas. And it just shows that this is really significant and has to be done. So I think the person to thank here is you. So thank you very much for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for your time.
Yeah. Thank you.
What do you think of Startup Incubator Gambia? Email us with any questions or comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com or leave them in the comments below this post. The Food Fix is a product of the Knight Center for Environmental Journalism and the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation at Michigan State University. I've been your host, Max Johnston. Thanks for listening.